Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Suzanne Tarazi Barrero, and tonight is our nursing home show and how we can get rid of them. Tonight, we have an exciting show where we just are talking all about nursing homes and how we can get rid of them. We get a lot of people during the week who like to actually express to us how they, you know, don't like these nursing homes and how they've really hurt them and their family. So we've discussed many a time to actually, you know, get rid of these and, you know, see how we can help. So that's what we started. We started out, you know, where we can, you know, have this particular show that we get rid of, you know, the nursing homes, and, you know, we actually find a way to get rid of, you know, the nursing homes and a nice, easy way of getting rid of them. Mostly the reason why I stepped in is because I realized that there were a lot of people in my family who didn't make it, and they were in nursing homes, and one was, you know, my dear mom and my dear dad, and then it went back to my grandfathers and my grandmothers and a lot of people. So I decided that I would step in and help because it was a lot of people in my family. So it's really been very painful, to say the least, finding out that it was, you know, my grandmothers, my grandfathers, and a lot of people otherwise. So now I'm here to help. And what we have done is actually find out it was my great-grandfather, my great-grandmother, and it turned out to be a lot of people. We're going to also, you know, help you know, how many people, you know, not how many people, what could be done when you're actually, you know, thinking about helping, you know, people and get rid of the nursing homes and how good it will do, you know. And there's like a 4-point system that we have developed. I'm actually going to see if my co-host is on by now. Let me just take a quick look. Yeah, he had some good ideas, Frank Perino, and I'd like to introduce him when he's on. Let me just take a quick peek. All right, just hold a sec. Some reason I got thrown off the studio. Hold on a minute. Okay, and our co-host is here. All right, here he comes. Hello, Frank. How you doing?
In his sight. Thank you, and welcome everybody. One of the things that In his sight is going to do. And I know it's going to happen. I don't know the day or the hour, but I know it's going to happen. It's monumental. This has never been done before. There's never a definite solution to these nursing homes. All right. There's always been a roundabout, half-ass, and programs, you know, that really don't help because. For the simple reason, because the nursing homes are still there.
Yep.
So with this idea, turning the nursing homes into accessible housing, this is a definite idea, a definite plan. And what we need is, it'd be really good if we can get a politician or more than one to endorse this. As an idea, you know, to save money for the taxpayers and to get these agencies mandated to help. You know, we got to get people involved. Every disabled person, an elderly person, and even more, people who are younger and not disabled. Every individual should have a motive to help this cause and should be motivated. Because you don't want to look down the throat of a nursing home and know that that's where you got to go. when you reach a certain age or criteria. You know, you don't want that in your life. Most people don't.
No.
So we need people to be at the demonstration, yes, but we also need people online.
Oh, yeah.
To send out messages and alert the media and relate their personal experiences. Talked to a woman last night who now is a nurse's assistant. She works in the private sector with a disabled person as a client. And she used to work in a nursing home.
Yeah.
And she started telling me how horrible the place was.
Oh, my God. What happened?
So people like that, I'm going to see if I can recruit her as a volunteer to help.
Great. Yeah.
Because she'd be great in sending stuff out since she, you know, and she has experiences. I'm going to talk to her about that. But people like that, we need your help. We want to do something monumental. We want to do something that's going to benefit everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Accessible housing will do that.
Yeah. Yes, it will.
So that's what Inner Sight is, one of the they have four different points that's one of them, that turning these nursing homes around into accessible housing. All right, Inner Sight. Brought to you by the Big East, the Key to Rescue, some of our friends, Joanne Diamond, one of them, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. Big East, a Key to Rescue. Thank you for all the food and the caring and the love from the Big East, a Key to Rescue. And nobody starves on Long Island. Heard a wonderful story about Gary today.
Oh, really?
A woman who whose dog we have certified has been getting the food from Gary.
Mm. Oh,
so
great.
Here you have an example of how people work together.
Yeah.
You know, where the hell are these service dog schools? Why aren't they reaching out to people to help people?
Especially disabled people.
Here's a guy, he's not a service dog school, he's a rescue.
Yeah.
You know, but yet he helps people. Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085.
He helped me.
And he certainly has our endorsement.
Yep.
What?
He helped me. When I had my dogs, one of my dogs was very ill. Hmm?
Yeah, thousands of people.
Yeah, he helped me a lot.
So, visit Gary on the Facebook, and if you need dog food, cat food, give him a call, 631-484-3085. All right, Inner Sight, Suffolk Bus Corp, some of our friends, keep the show on the silo.
Oh, yeah.
Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Any information you're looking for, or referrals, or legislation, you know, give them a call. 631-880-7929. My buddy in Islip, New York, Kennedy Realty.
Oh, he's great.
Helps in a site. We greatly appreciate his help.
Mm-hmm.
631-888-1186. You can buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information. Call Mr. Kennedy over there in Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Inner Sight. Remind you, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And we thank you for listening, all our listeners. Hey, did we go above 114,000 yet?
I won't doubt it. Hold on, let
can
me check.
Can you give a peek over there?
And then I'll do, first let me do the Able News, and then I'll take a quick peek.
Able News, all right.
Yeah, hold on, I just lost my place. Hold on.
On Inner Sight.
Yep, yep. Here it comes.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Inner Sight reminds you, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of them who have passed, and Go an Extra Mile for a Child. Inner Sight remind you, and we thank you for that. Yeah, so
okay, by 41 people. So 114,041.
Oh wow, that's pretty good. We added another 41 people.
Yeah,
in just a couple of days.
Yeah,
boy, that goes fast.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's even
yes,
faster.
And you know the feeling that Inner Sight has, and the feeling that I'm sure many, many others have with this business, with this Russian crap invading
yeah.
Ukraine, you know. Dictators are not going to stop us.
No, they're not.
I was talking with a friend of mine, and she may call in tonight, my friend Allie,
oh,
who
good.
Is on the
yeah.
front line of these nursing
mm-hmm.
homes, you
yes.
know, and you know, when I was talking to her, can you still call the show? And all, you know what she said? She said, this is still America, you know.
That's right.
And she's right, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be intimidated by no damn dictating ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that, man.
Neither will
so,
I.
You know, we have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
This is the show, the nursing home show, and we're hopefully going to get support for our demonstration September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2,
mm-hmm.
location to be announced. We're hopefully going to get enough support from the disabled community to get the message out worldwide. You know, we need people on the front line, yes, but we need
yep.
thousands of people online.
Yes, we do.
To help
yep.
us, to support it,
mm-hmm.
you know.
When you think
so,
you sent out too many, send out more. That's the way it
yeah.
works.
Well, we gotta, we're trying to contact some of these advocate groups. But let
yeah.
me tell you something. With or without the disabled community, we're still going to do this.
Yes,
because our backup plan is to raise the money on our own.
That's right.
You know, and we have that backup plan in our minds, in our hearts,
yep.
in our heads. You know,
mm.
we want to first see if the disabled community will back this, because that's the question that money people are going to ask. Well, did you try talking to all these,
mm-hmm.
you know, all these groups? And we're going to be able to say yes, and they didn't respond.
Yes, yeah.
So now, donate the money to us if you believe in what mm-hmm. we're doing. You know?
That's right.
And, of course, try to get some of these conservative politicians mm-hmm. who want to conserve money in the government. Well, here's a good way to do it. All
yeah.
that money that's being poured into these nursing homes
oh, God,
that people
yeah.
don't want,
That's
I mean,
true.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So we've thought it through. We have a definite plan, and we have a backup plan to implement this idea. All right, anybody on the line? By the way, the number 213-816-1650. And
yes.
We appeal to all those out there who have taken it upon themselves to help a friend or a relative and keep them out of the nursing home. There's got to be thousands of people all over this country, all over the world, who have done that. We need your help. You're
doing
it. I know
you guys did it for me. You helped me get, you know, well, you weren't that close to me then, but you helped me stay out in a sense that you helped with the ramp and how to get people to be interested in getting me and my home fixed, which was a big help, you know, and that helped a lot, you know, when you first...
Oh, we do the best we can.
At me. Yeah, you did the best you can. Yeah.
All right. The phones are open. Anybody on the line?
Yes, they are. Yes, we have Anthony right now.
All right, you can bring him if you want.
Yeah.
Let's get Anthony from Brooklyn live on Inner Sight.
All right, here he comes, everybody.
Hey, hi, Anthony. Suzanne. Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hello.
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm doing well. So, basically, here's what's on my mind. You know what seems to... make me scratch my head and really wonder and feel bad for people that are in nursing homes is it doesn't seem to me that, you know, the government's mind frame is going the same way ours is, that, you know, we'd like to see, you know, these nursing homes close down if we could, of course. But the issue is that every time you see a commercial, it's about expanding the ombudsman program to help, you know, improve the quality of nursing homes and improve the quality of care. And I just want to say what a bunch of, you know, something we can't say on the air that commercial is, because we know that the ombudsman program is not going to, you know, change anything in the nursing home. It's just going to advocate for,
Let them start by not taking away a person's disability money and pension.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the ombudsman has no authority over that. All the ombudsman is like a mouthpiece to complain about patient care. But
they
remember
don't.
That, yeah, but even if the ombudsman, you know, works for the nursing home, which I believe that they work for the state. I think Ali said they have one per borough. They're not going to have control over the budget to decide how many nurses' aides get hired or anything. So, really, how much of a difference can they make? I told you that story about that one lady that I know that lives in California that lives in an assisted living facility. And, yeah, he advocated for her to, you know, for them to put a lock on her door, and they said, make sure you lock your door and we'll, you know, focus the camera in on your room to make sure that no one is stealing your stuff. But, I mean, do we really need an ombudsman for that nonsense? Like, they couldn't, you know, figure that, you know, it's a good idea to focus the camera in on our door and keep it locked? I mean, I could have told her that. What's the big excitement over calling an ombudsman and maybe waiting for someone to call you back and them taking how many phone calls? And there's something else on the TV from AARP, you know, about, you know, doing something for elderly people. I forgot what it is. Maybe it's something
I saw it the other night, and they have something brewing, but they didn't really weren't that specific.
Yeah,
about it.
I didn't catch the BS. I'll make sure that I do next time, so I can talk about it and we can, you know, make a joke out of it. Because,
I guarantee you, it's a bunch of bull.
Yeah,
it is,
I think it's something like call the governor and tell them that it's not fair that they don't give enough
exactly.
in Social Security.
Something like that.
Yeah,
but they give more. They give more. The damn nursing home's going to take it.
That's right.
Yeah.
What the hell good is that? Where's the lobby
right.
to stop them from doing that?
Yeah.
Yes, they should.
The people in the nursing homes aren't going to get anything more than maybe a dollar. They, because they get every penny of their money because they say that they pay for people's basic living expenses and they don't live on the outside and they don't shop at supermarkets and all that, so they say they don't need it. So, like we said before, there's no way you could ever save any money to try to get out of a nursing home and work with your relative. And, once it's time for you to get out, if you're able to lobby to get yourself out, then your family member has to be responsible for, making sure that you are in an accessible place and, that they have a second bedroom for you or, figure out, what to do, whether they're going to allow you to sleep in the living room and you have a hospital bed or whatever it is. Because, you have to have a place that you have to have room. You can't, sleep on a fold-out bed.
Accessible housing. That's what they should all be.
Yeah, you can't, sleep on a futon or anything. And, like we said, it's very few and far between.
But you can get a hospital bed. You can get a hospital bed from what I heard.
Yeah, you can get a hospital bed. That's not a problem. They'll help you get one, but you just have to make sure that, if it breaks, you don't throw it in the garbage. You call the company, and they'll give you another one for free. Don't make that mistake, because then you'll be on your own to get another bed and have to pay for it and all that. And
that's
people
right.
don't realize that, and that's important.
Oh, yeah.
But, as far as... Yeah, they are very, and we could never afford it ourselves, and they know that. So
I looked into a Hillrom. Oh my God, how expensive! Because it helped alternate the pressure. It was not covered by a whole bunch of insurance companies. I was just curious. Don't be curious.
if you have a sore.
Just have somebody turn your butt.
I'm not sure what brand they would pay for. I mean, you could run it by them. Some insurances might be more generous than others, but that's another issue.
You would have to have where they're ready to do a surgery on you for you to be eligible. That type of bed. That's all.
But I want to know what kind of bed they give you to begin with. If you're bedbound and need one, and you need a hospital bed, like what brand they choose? Probably the cheapest.
Yes. Yes, your answer
there
is.
There is.
Yes, but it's a poo.
Do you know what brand bed you have?
The one I have, I said screw their bed, and I saved my money. A little bit at a time. I had to. Otherwise, I was going to just, fall apart because my body is really hurting me a lot. I got a Tempur-Pedic, but I can't. Now, listen to this. You cannot, with any, bed that is fancy like this one, you cannot put the rails on it. You'll ruin it. So what we did, so I would not. Yeah, it sort of falls apart. Anyway. We cannot touch it. So what we did is we made a set of rails that went into the floor right next to the bed, and we pushed the bed against the rails, and then you could use that. That's what we did.
Yeah, but that's like a half-assed bed, Suzanne. But I guess
we had no choice, otherwise they void the warranty for the bed.
Oh, boy. Yeah, because it has to be, part of the original design, and it can't be, the customer did something to the bed that they could be held responsible for and all
so
that,
any
otherwise
which way,
you're out the money.
Yep, every mm-hmm. which way you turn, somebody gets you.
Yeah, but the Hill Room beds are good, but, you know, nursing homes are very discouraging to get you out of there because they're going to, you know, make excuses about the bed, the equipment, the this, that, and that's kind of the way it is.
Oh, they'll write 20-page freaking articles about you for you to keep that darn bed and keep you right where you're at.
Oh, yeah, no, they don't want you out of there. They want the money, and they're going to try to hold you there as long as they could, you know, for their best interest, not yours. And that's all it's really about.
Or if you're a nuisance to them, if you're a nuisance to them and you call in a site and you're constantly on the air, they may want you out of there, but I guarantee you they've got at least 2 or 3 other hundreds of people in the wings to take your place.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or if you constantly call them for care and you complain about the quality of care and you complain to the administrators or you complain to the nurses too much and they'll complain, you know, to the administrators about you that you're not suitable for their nursing home because you are, you know, being difficult and uncooperative with the nurses, and that's basically what they'll do. They'll say, well, you know, but send her back home with, you know, her, I don't know, husband or his wife or whatever, and send them home with a home health aide because they need one-on-one care, like, you know, like that. If you're not willing to accept the bird bath and you want, you know, full
good
washing and all that, and,
I'm
you
sorry,
know,
that was funny.
You want your hair, you know, washed more than every 3 weeks, then, you know, you're pretty much not a candidate for nursing home care. And,
yeah, but
you know,
that doesn't mean that some other nursing home won't try to snatch you up and you know, and get mean with you and whatever and pull
that's
some
right.
legal crap on you.
Yeah, but it depends. It depends what kind of report they write about you. If they write it nasty enough, Frank, it is possible that other nursing homes won't want to take you in. You know what I mean? It depends.
But they'll still have other people.
Yeah, but not you. And if your family's smart enough, then they'll realize and say, you know, I shouldn't put her there because I heard about it and I see the conditions and this and that. You know what I mean? You just have to hope that, you know, they don't say, oh, well, you know, she's elderly, you know, he's sickly, whatever. You know, I can't manage her at home because I have to work. And, you know, so she has to go into a nursing home because you can't get enough hours. That's the problem, you know what I mean? But there are, you know, nursing homes that might say, you know, she's not going to run the show here, we are. You know, she's elderly, and she's going to have to accept the quality of care she gets. But, you know,
Getting out of the nursing home is not the solution. The solution is turning them into accessible housing so they're not there for people to be victimized with. That's the solution.
Yeah, think about it. If you have a nursing home that was once, you know, a nursing home, and now is becoming, you know, accessibly, you know, actually has accessibility, complete accessibility. You're on the ground floor of knowing that it is in the first set of people that are going to be benefiting from it. And
I know, Suzanne, but these nursing homes don't care about how much we, the disabled, benefit. They never have. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they don't think like that. They think they're providing care, if anything, and they think they're doing a good thing.
The building are two separate things. That's what everybody has to realize. They don't make up the building. Good.
Right. But they believe that, you know, if you have nurses and everybody gathered together in the big facility, they could handle them better than somebody could at home.
We're not doing that. No. We're not making something that big again. We can't. because people get together in these nursing homes. It won't work.
Yeah, but Susanna,
not even considering calling it a nursing home. We are considering, you know, calling it just a residence. It's a lot better.
But the problem is it's been there since my great-great-grandmother was alive.
Who cares if the building has been there?
Doesn't matter. I know.
How long has it been there?
It's built so strong that it would never collapse.
Well, dictators have been there, too, for that long.
Yeah, it's
And this guy from Russia has just been labeled as a war criminal.
It's how their brain is trained. You know that, you know, you're caring and you can't let them out because it's not safe for them to go home. And if you follow that, then you know you won't ever say anything otherwise because then you don't, you know, you're out of step with the nursing home's philosophy.
If they believe that it's really not safe for a person to go home, then why aren't they demanding that the agencies for the blind and disabled start raising money and put it into a fund to make sure that the person has the money to get the help they need to be safe?
Because it's a job, and they just follow along with the title of
they're
a job
full
and
of
do their
crap. They don't
and go
believe
home.
A damn thing.
They're not
going
to advocate to that level. They don't care that much.
Well-being.
Yeah.
Nope.
And that's the thing. You know what I mean? They're just going to provide you basic care, give you a bird bath, and you know whatever food is served in
the bird bath. I'm sorry.
And, you know,
there's no such thing as a bird bath. It's either no bath at all. You know why?
But they
don't want to give you a bath. That's it.
As far as to advocate for you to have a better life, then, you know, that would have to be something that your family would have to do. But these people in the nursing homes are not going to care about you to that extent. You know what I mean? They don't know you. So it's somebody coming in that, you know, is bedbound that, you know, they're going to just provide, you know, whatever care they do until the person dies.
You feel, you're in a nursing home, what did I do wrong? Did I do something wrong except for exist? That's what I felt. You know that?
It's not something that you've done wrong. It's just you get thrown someplace, unfortunately. And sometimes, you know.
No, but what you're thinking initially is, what did I do something wrong? Nobody's coming to me. You know how long? 2 weeks. Not even a bird bath. 2 weeks of solid nothing of helping me.
Yeah, because it's nonsense. They debate nonsense, you know, where somebody could just put on some gloves and, you know, get
help
a bucket of water and help you wash up. I don't know what
me,
the big complication of it is. But, you know, when you start
you
making a fuss about it.
Which person, which side of the hallway would give me a bath? That's what it was.
Whose responsibility it is. You know what I mean?
I wasn't mean or nasty to anybody. So I gave myself
would only be that one person's responsibility. They put it all on them, and then when they're not there to do it, it would never get done because everybody waits for somebody else, and it's always somebody else's job. And that's the way it is. And, you know,
no, but when I did it, then they were all like, well, it serves everybody, the people who were on one side, serves everybody right. Now, then I got more arguing that I did it. So then they had a fight
it's not
that
safe.
I did it.
Yeah, she did it. Because they didn't expect that. That's why.
Right.
And they shook their heads over it.
Well, they said I was a threat to myself because I didn't, you know, I shouldn't have done that, blah, 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 blah. Then now I got a whole separate argument.
Yeah, she could have fell out of the bed, and that or that. They expect you to just lay there, but they wouldn't want to lay there themselves. But if you do, that's okay, you know.
We have Louie waiting on the line. I'd like to get Louie in.
Thank you, Anthony. Any last comment? Or?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care.
Good night.
Inner Sight. And let me just, before we bring Louie in, let me just remind you, tomorrow night's show, very important, if you became disabled tomorrow, would you have everything you need for your life?
Oh, right? Goodness.
Very important. And one of the particulars of that show will be to stay out of a nursing home.
Nursing home, doubt it.
For your life. All right.
Yeah,
we'll talk
that
about that
might
tomorrow.
Not, you know.
We missed Louis last night on the line.
Yeah,
so
now we
let's
have
get him in.
Yeah.
For tonight, Louis the Lip, Inner Sight.
Yay. All right, here he comes. Hey, Louis.
Hello.
How you doing, Louis?
Hey, Louis. Listen closely to me, all right? You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. From now on, when you say Suzanne's name, just say the first name. Don't say the whole name, all right?
Oh, so Suzanne, I call it?
Yes.
Suzanne, yeah.
Suzanne. Or, and
don't
also
say the last
name.
Yeah, you don't want
Guerrero
to advertise that.
Yeah.
What?
You could call
you mean
me
not
my
the last
name,
Frank?
No last name.
What's that?
Well,
no last name.
Skip the last. What?
Skip my last name.
All right. Not the full name?
I'm trying to keep that.
No, not the full name.
Yeah, not my full name. Right.
All right. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
How you doing
okay
over there?
Okay. Hey, Suzanne, I missed you yesterday.
I
was listening to Open Mic.
Oh, you were? That was cool.
Yeah. I know you're... yeah, that's right. And you weren't feeling good, and then you got what's his name? Frank Perillo was on all along. I'm listening to the Blog Talk Radio on the Open Mic.
Yeah.
All right.
I wasn't feeling good.
Hey, Lou. Friday night we're gonna have some fun over here. You want to give people a little sample, a little rundown of Friday night?
Please.
Hey, Suzanne, I missed your phone number. Your phone is out of service.
Yeah, I know. I got to wait till I can clear more off. I got a lot off the phone already today, but still it's not clear yet. I wrote things down to
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Sorry,
yeah, spring's almost here.
Yeah, I know. Isn't it nice?
So I miss you, your face on TV, on public access.
Yeah,
it goes,
it's not open yet.
Because, yeah, it's still closed through the pandemic.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and Connie Chrissy, same thing. Because of the pandemic, her studio wasn't open. Call Connie and Chrissy.
I'll see.
Yeah. They're cute. I like Connie and Chrissy. I saw on Saturday at 11 to midnight.
That's cool.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Maybe they'll know
they
some place where we all can, you know, do like a rerun temporarily in another area. You know, where we could do some combined show. Right, Frank?
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Give us a little love. Friday night. What's going on?
Yeah, give us Friday night.
Okay. Listen to all your radio ringy dingy dingy here. This is Rosanna Dino talking.
Okay.
And make sure you get your phone on the line on Inner Sight on Block Talk Radio from 8 to 9 o'clock p.m. All right? I'm going to have a lot of fun talking to Rosanna Dana, my name is Jerry Lewis also, and my name is Rosanna Dana, and my name is Pat Cooper. We're going to have a lot of fun, and we're going to talk about philosopher, the Lord and Hardy, and Jack Betty, or Jackie Gleason, or wherever you want to hear it on that line, and we'll have a lot of fun with a swab, you know, with a swab.
Oh,
And this is Dean Martin, and I'm not inviting Jerry to my house anymore. He drank all my liquor.
Come on, give Jerry a little something like that. I want to have a fun with D-Mon and the Rat Pack, you know.
Yeah, well, put him up. Come on, we're gonna have a boxing match now. Put him up.
My name is Jerry Lawrence, and I don't want to get knocked down punch from Jerry from Dink Martin, all right?
Put him up
to
now.
The man
put
the
up,
hour.
Come on, defend yourself. Put him up.
Uh-oh. All right,
now,
Tom.
Let's see it. That's Dink Martin. Make sure you try it. Give me a knockdown.
What are you? What do you think you are?
Belt.
A boxer?
No.
You don't look like a boxer to me. You look more like a Cocker Spaniel.
No, I'm not Cocker Spaniel. You guys are really bad.
All right, Friday night. We'll have a little fun
yeah.
over here.
Yeah, we could.
I called you last Friday, last week. I had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I got to stop up at Victoria's Secrets to see how we do it over there. We'll see what's happening.
Yeah, you got to find out how that little shop is doing that you go to.
You get a couple of weeks over there.
I don't buy anything. I just looked around.
I just had a crazy thought. Maybe I should.
He goes over there to study girls. Study girls. Steady, steady.
There you go.
Get it on with a fishnet stocking, too.
You going to wear a wig with fishnet stockings? Oh, my.
No, put it on my leg, not on my head.
The Spanish Watusi.
The Spanish Watusi. Okay. I wonder how that
yeah,
goes,
in sight. We
got to
move on, Lou.
All right.
And P.S., Frank, I didn't know I had to skip Susan's Tomasi Ferrero. I had to skip it. I apologize.
There you go. You got no last name.
No last name, okay.
Stick with Suzanne?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, please.
Okay, Suzanne.
We don't want last name.
Okay.
Yeah, me, last name Louis Rivera.
All right,
okay.
You can use yours if you want.
Yep.
Okay. I love you, Suzanne.
All right. Take care.
Love you.
Talk with you, Lou.
Love you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Inner Sight, and I want to explain something that we touched on before. You know, when you've got all these programs that clear the board.
It is.
You got
now.
All these programs that are supposed to help people get out of nursing. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are helped to get out. They get out, right? Now, how many of those people, I don't know if there's any statistics on this, how many of those people go back in? You know, they miss the criteria or something happens, and, you know. Now, here's what should have been. With all of those programs, half the money that they're spending should go into a fund to help the person stay out of the nursing home and at the same time promote the idea that these nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing. Now, that would be a more viable and complete program. The way the program is now, it's half-assed. What good is it if the person can go back in? And that's even worse to go back and forth. That makes you worse. It's more humiliating and mentally stressful on the person.
It is. Yeah, it is.
So that's a horrible concept. Whoever dreamed up that concept is a real freaking jackass who doesn't give a damn
concept.
About
that's
and
it.
And I don't even know who it is, and you know what? I don't care who it is.
Me either.
Because that is a stupid way to run a program, you know, especially when 99% of the people don't want these nursing homes.
That's right.
Okay. 99% of the disabled population, elderly and people that have had bad experiences, don't want the nursing homes. I just want to relate one. When I was in Boston trying to help Marlene, who's been in a nursing home many, many years, and, you know, complicated by the court and the guardian and all that, and then the pandemic came in and all that crap. I'll never forget, the ombudsman came into her room.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we were talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned and I said to this woman, I said, why don't you help her?
Yeah.
And she said, what? And she said, well, what do you want me to do? What does she need? I said, help her get out of here.
Yeah. She had no clue.
And she said, I can't do that. I said, what do you mean you can't do that? You know, why? You know, you're not, what good are you if you can't do that?
Yeah, basically.
So the woman got so annoyed and befuddled, and I guess she didn't know what to say. She just left. See?
Yeah.
Who needs people like that?
Yeah.
You know, you don't need those kind of people in your life when you're in a place where you don't
like
belong
that.
And you don't want to be.
Exactly.
Well, that's my only one experience with ombudsmen. I don't have much respect for them. I think they're a bunch of jackass puppets.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night show, very interesting. If you become disabled tomorrow, will you have everything you need for your life? And of course, Friday's the funnies. But let me give that date again. Very important. September 17th, Saturday.
That's right.
11 to 2, a demonstration to...
And
bring into the forefront. Nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing.
Yes, they should.
Therefore, eliminating them and protecting people from ever having to go in. You know, we believe that that is the solution.
Yeah.
So we need all the support we can get from friends, people, family. People that have had experienced abuse with these nursing homes, people that have been in, people that are in, everybody can help. Everybody,
Frank,
including
I just realized something.
Current residents. What?
I realized something. You know that date? September 16th is when I realized my first symptom of what I have. That's the perfect date for me because I'll be not having to speak. I know. It's a perfect date for me because the very next day.
It's supposed to be on a Saturday.
Right. But the very next day would be perfect for me. I'll remember it.
So,
as the day we've gotten freedom, I pray that it comes about that way.
Location to be announced.
Yes.
And if anybody has any ideas on that, we'd love to hear those.
Yeah, it'd be great.
You know,
coming up.
The idea is to hit this thing on two fronts.
Yeah.
One at the site, you know, maybe if we can get a couple of hundred people, we'd be happy. But the other thousands on the internet, on the computers.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Backing us up. You know, and then
when people cannot go anywhere, I know it to be very frustrating. As myself, I know that I'll probably be online helping orchestrate the online movement. If not, I'll be then, you know, transitioning to the on site, which would be a little difficult for me, but I probably can do it. You know, rather
well,
easily
it's good.
Going
it, it,
between
it, it, in this case, it's good that people don't have to be there because we need them online.
Yes, we do. We need a lot of people online. We need people to pass it around to every member of their family and of their
friends.
We're
going to see the kind of support that we get. I'm hoping every independent living center on this planet will support this idea.
And I hope everybody
It'll be on a Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to worry about you're at work.
Yeah, and people will notice, blah, 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 blah. I want this to develop eventually into a telethon. That's what I really want it to be. Because I think it will. People have seen the evil side of you know, doing...
Well, the money's there. We don't need...
Oh, yeah.
The $196 billion is there. We don't have to raise money for this.
No.
You know,
it isn't.
Get the money.
Get the money
diverted into better use.
Yeah.
You don't need a telethon.
We
for
have
this.
To name
where you need a telethon is you mandate the agencies
to
start raising money to help. Then you know, half a dozen of them can get together, and do a telethon.
Right. That's correct.
But we don't need money for this. The money's already there. Look at the budget.
Yes.
It's
wow, $196 billion is a lot of money. I don't think they're looking at it in that manner. They're trying to keep it in the manner of making money themselves. They're not looking at it in the manner that we're looking at it in.
Of course they are.
You know? Yeah, I know.
But how much of that $196 billion, how much of that is being taken directly from the residents in these places?
They said $1
billion. $1 billion.
Right.
Right? Coming from people's disability.
Yep.
And pension.
Mm-hmm.
Pension. You know?
Yeah, that's disgusting right there.
So we ask everybody in this country who's working for a pension on the verge of retirement or whatever, would you like it if some place that you didn't want to be and give you crap food and horrible care, leaving your bed wet and full of crap, would you like it if somebody took your pension that you worked for? Hell no, you wouldn't like it.
That's right. I know that for a fact.
That's the attitude that we need from people who want to help with this.
That's right.
You wouldn't like it. You worked for that money. I'm not going to pay my money for lousy, crap-ass food, and you leave me laying in my diaper for hours and hours, and you take my pension money on top of the disability?
It's worse.
Bull crap. What are you, a dictator?
That's right.
Go join these Russian people that are doing this.
No, it's horrible.
What a dilemma that is, man. Every pension person should support this cause.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't want your pension taken from you under those circumstances.
Right.
Inner sight.
Nobody
would
want that to happen to them.
What?
Nobody would want that to happen to them, especially if they made
not.
A name for themselves. Nobody
of
would want
not.
That.
Of course not.
And if
not.
They do, then they're sadly mistaken, you know?
Of course they wouldn't want it.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
They'd want to use it, if anything, to remain in their own home.
That's right.
You know?
That's
how it should be used.
Yeah.
That along with the disability and whatever pension the person's going to get, and then mandate the agencies to raise and contribute to that fund, and there the person can stay in their own home. You don't need these damn places.
That's right. That's
Who the hell needs them? Volunteers for freedom on top of it?
Them.
And you don't need these places.
That's true.
I tell you, man. It's a dream. And we're going to turn it into a reality.
Yeah, it's coming about. Slowly.
We're going to turn it into reality.
Yes, we are.
What was it you told me last week that this nursing home idea is getting around on the internet?
Yeah, it is.
Where do you see all that?
Well, on the internet, especially when I take out our pitch, which is the title that I get, and I Inner Sight Freedom, nursing homes kill people, get rid of them. When people see that, all of a sudden,
well, you should turn them into accessible housing. Add that
right,
to it.
Turn them into get accessible housing. After that, they love
yeah.
it. They love the idea. So,
well,
I mean, they're very happy.
You should put that out there every day.
Yeah, they just like a simple title. Like, I'll put
we
it out there.
We need that to be out there every
Wednesday
day,
show.
All over the Facebook.
Yeah, I should do that. Just something
and wherever
simple
you can
like
put
that.
It. That should be a daily routine.
Even
you know?
Our Twitter thing should be just like that in advertising next Wednesday's show.
Yeah.
Just simple like that. Yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah, we need that. We need the. You can't promote that enough.
No, you can't. And if you want a subject, after I've announced that, I'll just put subject matter. If I don't, we don't know one yet. We could say to be announced. But if we do know one and we want to advertise one, we could. You know.
Yeah. Well, let's see what kind of support we get.
Yeah, I like that.
I'd like to hear from one of these groups.
Yeah, I like that. That's one of the reasons why I'm going.
We'll be there. We took a vote. We're all for it. We think it's a great idea, you know.
So, you know what? I got a little...
We
got
to hear back from the people.
Yeah.
We got to get some idea. If we hear nothing, then we know they're not going to do a damn thing.
That's true. But she did invite me to that group, you know. They invited me to the group.
What?
They invited me to the group, the private group. They invited
what
me
group?
To it. There's a, you know how they have that support group, you know, that one of our friends started.
Support group for what?
Ooh, 90 seconds, wow.
Yeah, support group for what?
Oh, we've got a quick call. I didn't see that earlier. That's weird. Hold on. Let me take this
call. No. Don't take a call now.
No.
But support group for what?
Oh, it was, what's her name? Support group. I can't remember. Marilyn support group.
Oh, well, you go over there. The first thing you got to bring up is this demonstration.
That's
Let's
right.
see if they're going to support it.
60 seconds,
you
right?
Know? Anyway, we got to get out of here. Inner Sight, thank you, caller. Call back tomorrow.
Inner
Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Thank Suzanne. It's her show. Go ahead.
Yep. Advocates freedom. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And thank you, everyone, for calling in. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to speaking with new people as well. So please call in just a little bit earlier. And we'd love everybody here. And please give us a call.
All right. Goodbye,
okay?
World. Inner Sight.
Yep, Inner Sight means thank you. Good night, everybody. Take care.